WHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israel's doubling down on claims that it launched a deadly airstrike on a hospital today in Gaza.
Israel does not target hospitals, full stop.
Israeli government spokesman Mark Reva says all indications point to Hamas. The attack killed at least 500 people. Military expert Jeff McCausland says this could escalate violence in the Middle East.
A greater possibility for escalation, perhaps intervention by other outside groups such as Hezbollah in the north, greater violence on the West Bank with Palestinian militant groups, and greater threats perhaps by other outside actors, most notably the Iranians.
Meantime, soldiers are on standby in Israel for a ground offensive against Hamas in Gaza. Yuval Appleboyam is an IDF combat officer.
We have to sleep with our shoes on, with our uniform on.
Experts say Israel's likely holding off on a full-scale attack until after President Biden's visit. He's set to meet with Israeli leaders, but as far as a planned summit is concerned, CBS News has learned that's been canceled. The House will hold another speaker vote tomorrow after a failed attempt by Ohio Republican Jim Jordan to win the gavel earlier today.
How many rounds do you think this speaker vote's going to take?
We need to get a speaker as soon as possible and get to work with the American people.
Congress is at a standstill without a speaker. Former President Trump wasn't happy today that he got stuck at a civil fraud trial in New York City.
I should be in Iowa now. I should be in New Hampshire now. I should be in South Carolina now or someplace else. Campaigning.
He also raged against a gag order in the case. Special prosecutors could recharge actor Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter for a fatal movie set shooting in New Mexico in 2021. A grand jury will decide next month. GM self-driving cars may need more warning signs. WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert's in Detroit.
There have been four reports of pedestrian injuries and other near misses. Cruise says its automated vehicles have a better safety rating than those driven by humans.
It's the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Just 1 week back, and Late Show host Stephen Colbert is back home battling COVID.
I woke up feeling not great, flaming throat, a little sweaty, coffee. I took one of those at-home tests. And it said that I am not pregnant. Then I took a COVID test and it told me I am pregnant with COVID.
He joked that he caught it from Swifties at the movies over the weekend. He'll do his show from home again tonight. Get well, Stephen. On Wall Street today, the Dow added 13 points. The Nasdaq was down 34. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way. Helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin.
The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man involved in a home invasion and stabbing in the village of Hixton. Anthony Sylvester IV entered a home on October 12th, a little before midnight, armed with a firearm. He confronted the people in the home, stabbed one of the occupants, and fled before police arrived. On Sunday, October 15th, Sylvester walked into another home in the village of Hixton a little before 2 in the afternoon. Jackson County deputies and the K-9 unit conducted a thorough search of the property, but Sylvester was not found. He is described as a 6-foot white man, weighing 175 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Sylvester is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call 911. If you have any information on his whereabouts, you can submit a tip at JacksonCountyCrimeStoppers.com or P3Tips.com. You can remain anonymous. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 43. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 61. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The House did not elect a new speaker in the first round of voting today. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries received 212 votes and Representative Jim Jordan 200. Seven other representatives received the other 20 votes cast, including former Speaker Kevin McCarthy receiving 6 votes. Another round of voting is expected to take place yet today. The Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield has a new red fox. Jasper is 6 months old and will be a companion for Felix, the current red fox. By next year, they'll be ready to move into the old cougar exhibit after renovations are complete. There's one more night of auditions at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Auditions for A Candle at the Window are tonight at 6:30. This uplifting Christmas show has parts for 5 men, 4 women, 3 boys, and 4 girls. Shows are December 8th through the 16th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 43. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 61. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Some cocktails. Come out and join us if you are in the Madison area here on Cottage Grove Road. Of course, it wouldn't be a Maggie Dawn show if I didn't do some legal minutia with y'all, right? Like, gotta break it down, gotta arm you to have some informed conversations with your friends, no matter what side of the aisle you may butter your bread on. Talk about some mixed metaphors there, folks. Okay, so what is the Chevron Doctrine? What does it mean, and what does it mean for democracy? So the Chevron Doctrine came down in a 1984 Supreme Court case, Chevron versus the National Resources Defense Council. The question that was at issue in this case was whether or not an administrative agency of the U.S. federal government, if their rulemaking, if their interpretation of the laws adopted by Congress and signed into law by a president, should those rulemaking exercises, should enforcement exercises, should the technical interpretations of these laws be given deference by courts? And if so, under what circumstances should that expert administrative agency's judgment, interpretation, or enforcement action be overruled? This is really important. Because the vast amount of things that happen in our lives that actually affect our quality of life. So let's think about the air we breathe, the water we drink, the way schools are run, whether or not mifepristone is available for women. These are manifestations of the administrative state, that scary thing. Well, what the heck is the administrative state and what does it mean? It means that within the executive branch of government, and by the way, it's called the executive branch of government because it executes the laws passed by Congress. And to do so, Congress, these are legislators, these are generalists. We can have lots of debates about how smart or not smart many of them are, but they certainly can't be experts in every area of the law that we expect Congress to enact laws about. So once Congress enacts laws, the administrative departments, the regulatory departments within the executive branch of government have to interpret these, have to promulgate rules and regulations. And so the question is, when does a court say your rule is no good, Environmental Protection Agency, FDA, right? That's a big question because so much of our lives are impacted by these administrative rules and enforcement actions. This is what ensures or tries to ensure that drugs that we take are safe for us to take, that ensures that the water that we're drinking isn't poisoned by lead, that the food we eat isn't riddled with E. coli or salmonella or any other. Hello, fans driving by on Cottage Grove Road beeping at us. This is really important to every single American's quality of life. So in the Chevron case, they came up with a two-part test. And the first question was, is the law that was passed by Congress vague or silent or effectively subject to interpretation by this administrative agency's rulemaking authority? In other words, were there gaps that needed to be filled? The second test was, whether the agency's interpretation of the law is reasonable. Okay, that's it. And if it meets those two tests, then that regulation, that enforcement action actually will stand. Now, why is this important? Why does it relate to National Coming Out Day? Why does it relate to trans care? Because now what we're seeing are courts in various jurisdictions across the United States saying, I'm going to substitute my judgment as a judge for the expertise and the science and the research of various administrative agencies. This is precisely, and I'm going to look at some of the women in the room, this is precisely what happened when on Good Friday this past year, a federal district court judge dropped a decision that said the FDA's approval of mifepristone as a morning after abortifacient drug is not based in good science. A judge decided, who is not a medical doctor, who is not a researcher, who is not a scientist, decided that his judgment about that drug was better than the FDAs. Again, why is this critical? No matter what side of the aisle that you're on, it is critical because we now have non-experts substituting their judgment for those of experts within the administrative executive branch of the federal government. This scares me. It should scare all of us. Because here's what I love to explain this. I am a proud bureaucrat. I am a proud subject matter expert. I show up every day and give people objective advice because that is my calling. That is the oath that I took. And I truly believe that the vast majority of people that work in government, whether that be state, local, or federal, also show up and do just that. Thank you. Let's give a round of applause because there are great government servants out there. And when we do that, and our expert advice, our expert judgments, whether we work in the EPA, the FDA, or other regulatory agencies, can be, by one judge, wiped off the board. This creates uncertainty. It makes it harder for businesses to do business because of that uncertainty. And guess what that is, folks? That is activist judges. Isn't that interesting? Here we are, maybe talking on a media network that many might consider left of center, and I'm pointing out activist judges from the conservative side. As many of you know, I like to consider myself a pragmatist, very fair when it comes to these things. Activist judges, whether they come from the right or the left, should be checked. They interpret the law. They certainly shouldn't be making it. I'm going to look at my brother CJ in the back, and I hope I get a thumbs up on that one. They shouldn't be making it up. This guy in the Fifth Circuit on Good Friday, in an opinion littered with religious references, took a drug that helps women avoid all kinds of terrible outcomes when they are faced with challenging pregnancies, and as well as their legal rights to obtain abortion off the table based effectively on his religious beliefs. If you don't believe me, go ahead and go Google it. Judge Kaczmarek, Fifth Circuit, Mifepristone. I'm going to actually try to spell on the air. Mifepristone is Mifepristone. Bring it on, Jeopardy. This is why it deeply matters. Now, here's an interesting postscript. We now all understand what the Chevron doctrine is, right? That administrative agencies will have their judgments, their rulemaking, their enforcement actions deferred to by courts so long as the law itself isn't so specific as to make the administrative agency's interpretation unreasonable. That's the standard, right? Well, guess what the Supreme Court carved out, lo and behold, just a couple of years ago? They call it the major question doctrine. And what the major question doctrine says is that even if you meet those Chevron tests, we'll still say that we judges get to know better than you, subject matter experts, if your rulemaking, if your enforcement action amounts to a transformative effect on how business or a certain industry is done. And I would like to humbly offer you this. Isn't it precisely the role of government when business fails to do its business in a way that respects public health, safety, and welfare to take transformative action? I'd like to point to the opioid lawsuits and the opioid crisis, coupled with the tobacco crisis. I would humbly offer to everyone here with me on the porch at the Jade Monkey and listening that the greatest failure of government is when it does not act to protect human life and safety. And what we saw in both big tobacco and the opioid epidemic was a failure of the regulatory state, the scary administrative state. It was regulators that could have stepped in to stem the tide of these scourges. And unlike tobacco, what has the opioid crisis done? It takes people's humanity and it affects families for generations. Tobacco killed slowly. Opioids kill completely, unequivocally, and devastate with absolute efficiency. And so if government can't step up, if we can't rely on experts and science, and yes, science should be tested and retested and it should evolve. If we're going to question the Chevron doctrine, because sometimes government needs to take bold action, what is it that any of us can truly expect from government when it comes to protecting human health, welfare, and safety? That is a dangerous abyss that I don't enjoy looking into. And yet we seem on the precipice of ever widening and opening up that breach, because now there's just alternative facts. There simply isn't alternative facts, right? There's a spin room. There's a way that people color facts. I certainly know that. I'm not going to disclaim that. I'm a lawyer. That's my job in court, right? But there are facts. There is scientific consensus. Yes, it evolves over time. That doesn't mean that an earlier established consensus was illegitimate or a bad idea or done in bad faith. These are fundamental ideas that I think we need to return ourselves to, because it may be that women's rights are at issue now, or the rights of both women and men to determine their own gender identity. But trust me when I say this, if facts are all up for debate and experts can no longer ever be trusted and judges can always substitute their personal feelings for the expert judgment of lifelong subject matter experts in the bureaucracy, we have relativism, and that should scare everybody. I'd like to take a breath, because that's a whole lot, ain't it? Woo! Let's do that. Thanks. Thanks, y'all. We're always trying to make it accessible and understandable, and I'll tell you this, most lawyers don't even get the Chevron doctrine correct. So everybody that's here and feels like they learned a little bit something about Chevron and about how administrative rules and the administrative arm of the federal government works, y'all know better than most lawyers now. Use that knowledge. Have a debate with someone. Hey, do you actually understand how rulemaking occurs? Here are the three elements of rulemaking. There's a notice. The EPA has to tell everybody that's affected, and they have to publish it. Hey, here's the new rule we're going to make. Then they have a mandated comment period when anybody, including everybody sitting on this porch and everybody listening on civic media, has an opportunity to send in written comments about that proposed rule. Then they actually have the formalized rule publication period. They will often reference the comments that they've gotten from industry actors, from businesses, from consumer advocates. There is a process. Process matters, expertise matters, science matters, and facts matter. I will always argue for that, and God bless good faith bureaucrats. I hope I'm one of them. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks so much for listening. We got one segment when we're back. Keep it locked, everybody.
Getting a new computer.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Thoughts right now, everyone from A to Z.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. I mean, Whitney. I miss me some Whitney. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always know that you can go get the app from your favorite app store. It is free to download. You can listen to me and the entire lineup of Civic Media Radio hosts anytime crystal clear on that app. Go get it. The best part about it is that you can call and text us with one click. And canines are always welcome. Where are canines not welcome? I mean, if you don't, if my dog doesn't like you, I'm like, gee, it's not happening. So I'm joined for this last segment by my really good friend, Dom Salvia. It's always fun to do this with you.
Oh, Maggie Dawn, thank you so much. Give it up for Maggie Dawn. She's amazing. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that you made the trip to come out and hang out with us out here at the Jade Monkey.
Little buddy, it is my privilege and pleasure, as always and ever. I wanted to talk about this little thing. So many of our listeners may be acquainted with the fact that I had been talking about the Supreme Court's ruling on racial gerrymanders. And interestingly enough, we may be aware of the fact that the Alabama case, the Supreme Court finally smacked back down and said, we told you, you need two districts.
No, we're Alabama. We don't need to listen to you.
Two districts where black folks can elect their candidate of their preference. Except, and everybody was like, oh, this is great. The Supreme Court's actually going to enforce the Voting Rights Act. Wonderful. And I always warned, wait a minute, don't count the chickens before they've hatched. And here we go, the Supreme Court's conservative majority on Wednesday last week heard a case out of South Carolina where it seems to be almost unequivocally true on the factual record that indeed the Republican-dominated South Carolina state legislature basically was like, well, let's make sure black people can't pick any elected representatives. And the Supreme Court appears poised to endorse South Carolina's approach.
What?
Right? How is that possible? Have you been following this, Dom? What's your view as a Wisconsinite, one of the most gerrymandered states in the union? How have you been viewing gerrymandering, and how does it relate, and why do you think it's important?
Of course, the biggest problem with the gerrymander, Maggie, is that it doesn't represent the people that it claims to represent, and that's unfair to begin with. Then the other part of that is it drives the political sides to the extremes, right? Because if you don't toe the line on your gerrymandered political party, regardless of what side it is, they're going to primary you to the right or they're going to primary you to the left. And that continually pulls those politicians to the edges of their political side. So not representation, no representation, and the extremism that it seemingly continues to foster, it's a big problem here in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm hopeful. You know, we had Ben Wickline right before, and he's talking about, you know, this Wisconsin Supreme Court case and the opportunity that you know hell, perhaps by the presidential next year, we could have everybody in the state of Wisconsin, all the legislature, you know, up for election. I mean, it's a reckoning. It's an opportunity, if that comes to fruition, to finally, you know, stand up and say it and claim it. This is not okay, and all we want is fair representation. I mean, if I lose an argument, I'm fine with that. We'll go back. I'll come up with a different angle. I'll try to bring some more.
Make a better argument,
bring some people along. You know what I'm saying? Though, instead of what? Attacking the machinations of the voting process, you know, instilling doubt in your fellow citizens and your fellow voters and the people that volunteer to go and do the voting process in Wisconsin. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's who you're going to go after. It's very problematic, Maggie.
It indeed is. I've been talking about this for a while. I think gerrymandering hurts everybody. It just does. It doesn't matter what party you may feel yourself more drawn to. I think democracy is best served when people actually have to compromise, when there are differences of opinion that can't be foisted upon the opposition. That's how we get better policy, when ideas are tested, when people have to compromise. Democracy is an evolution. It's never been a revolution, except when you establish it, right?
Well, and self-governance requires the self. Everybody is responsible. And I've been guilty in my life, you know, not necessarily engaging and being part of that. So everyone's got room to grow and engage. But we look at the percentage of people voting, what's gone up? There's people are starting to feel that. And as you mentioned, the state of Wisconsin, gerrymanders we have had here for all these years, I think it's coming back. And people, all we want is a fair shot. And if I lose the argument, I'll come back with a better argument.
It makes the testing of ideas the whole point.
Isn't
right?
it, though? That should be the point.
Yes. And to me, when you see good, well-drawn districts that are indeed purple, that are contiguous, and actually abut one another and don't have these weird arms hanging out into these legislative...
No.
Okay, you've got a purple district. Guess what? You have better quality candidates that actually want to argue about ideas. And guess what that does? It drives civic engagement. Because now people, no matter where you are on the spectrum, feel like, hey, somebody's actually talking about something in a way that engages me, that seems to be about solution, as opposed to vilification of the other party. I don't see how that makes democracy better. And I certainly see how it's made the entire House of Representatives completely dysfunctional while we got two wars going on. That can't be good for us, and it can't be good for the global
order. We don't have wars going on. There are wars going on. But our response to those wars needs leadership, and they're obviously lacking that in the Republican Party. And I got to tell you, based on Hakeem Jeffries and the Dems in the House, and say what you want, they're organized, they're in focus, and they're ready to go. I mean, Hakeem Jeffries got more votes to be Speaker of the House today than anybody else, man. You know what I'm saying?
Not only will I make the argument that well-drawn legislative districts that are truly purple not only bring about better exchange of ideas, better debate, and very much bring people into the civic discourse and encourage people to participate in democracy, here's what. I think it brings out better candidates.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Because we can actually argue about ideas. I can actually disagree with the some of the far left of my party and still have a place to have a debate. I'm not being litmus tested by the tails of the bell curve, if you will. That always makes democracy better. Everyone, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, should be opposing gerrymandering. Fair maps mean fair democracy, better candidates, and more civic engagement. That is simply not debatable. Thank you, Dominic Selby.
Thank you, Maggie.
I love
Dawn.
You, man.
Love you, baby.
It's been an outdoor version of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My thanks to everybody for being here. It's been real, y'all. I'll see you tomorrow.
people won't give you the real talk.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5.